a problem somehow. Dreaming about a better way out. Didn't street, God help me now. Is there a way to escape this town? Pressure builds and I think I'm going down. One way road, I'm not turning back and I can't escape. The stroke I suffered gets my words smothered. I can't even remember a simple phone number or what it just wrote, which musical note. Rhyme or reason like changes to the seasons. It's tearing me apart, I wish I could restart. I would if I could be better understood. The point is clear, I guess I got problems and I can't escape.
Welcome to the Toof Podcast, Season 4, Episode 68. Nothing. I ain't doing nothing. I'm just hanging out. We just need to talk about stuff that's important. Maybe not important. Some for you it might be important, but me, for others, it might not be so important. What's important to me is not mostly is not what's important to you, but I feel like I need to document my life, getting on. Have you seen those VH1 stories of somebody's life, whatever? Nobody's gonna be making a VH1 of my life, so I have to do it. And so, not on this episode and not on the next episode, 69, I have a vision and that's what I'm gravitating towards, and it's going to come out even better and better and better. And, I just want you guys to come along for the ride with me and, take it out together and to do it together. Email me, message me on BandLab. I'll add your shout outs to the podcast and stuff. But the vision is I want you guys to be a part of my music creation, my music story, and the story about Timmy T. It's gonna go on for quite some time, probably a season or two. But there's just so much to cover that I really can't do it in one episode, and so you get it broken down into a lot of episodes. It gets really hard to, you know, get up on this stage or this platform here and, you know, talk to you about what I've gone through and what struggles I've been through and how I try to get over those limitations, struggles, but in the end, it's all the same. I'm alive. I couldn't be happier. I cheated death when I had the stroke in 2017. It was crazy. Knowing what I knew then and what I know now, I guess I wouldn't change it. I would if I could, but I'm rolling with the punches. Some days is easy, some days it's hard. Today, it seems like a hard day. I got a headache. It's been lasting for probably a day and a half now. I got a migraine headache. And I take medications for it. And, you know, in the studio and all this lighting, probably ain't the best thing for me, for when I have a migraine, but I wanted to get a vlog out, I guess, of me, of, you know, all my struggles or whatever. But this, so I guess, episode 68 is the vlog of Timmy T. Who's Timmy T? I'm Timmy T. Timmy the Tooth. But, there's more to me than just a producer and a rapper. Like I'm a person, I have other skills out there. I used to be a plumber and, now I try to do these vlogs or these podcasts, and try to put it out to the world and get a following, get listeners, get viewers, get followers. I said that already, but take it one day at a time. That's what I do. Take it hour by hour, second by second, minute by minute. And you know, I don't stress on the small stuff now in life like I used to. Stressing out gets the best of me, and it gets the best of some people too. Stress can really do a lot of damage to your body, and so I try to not have stress, do breathing techniques, where you just breathe, take longer, deeper breaths, and concentrate on doing that, and lowers your heart rate, and breathing techniques, lowering your heart rate is what I'm all about. I have bad anxiety, and my pills do a good job of keeping it down, but when a TV show comes on, it gives me bad anxiety because I don't know what's going to happen, and it's really intense, and so I get all anxiety, builds stress, and stress screws people up. Speaking of stress, I know that's what caused my major stroke in 2017. It was a lot of stress that was going on in my life, and it all came down, and I cheated death. Yeah. So I'm a stroke survivor. I had two minor strokes or TBIs or whatever after that. But anyways, I don't stick to a plan. I don't have a clipboard that tells me this is the plan that you need to stick to. This is what you need to talk about. And yeah, go in order. Maybe that's what I need. I need to sit down and actually write it down, plan it out. But, it just takes up too much time. And I think being real and authentic in this vlog or podcast is what you, what people really want, and they want to see you at the you at your most vulnerable stage. And tell you the truth, I'm scared. I'm very scared because I get stage fright, and you know, even though it's just a camera, and but to how many other people out there behind the camera is watching this video, this or listening to this, I try to be real and authentic. And yeah, my green screen, you know, with the fake picture or not, or whatever I put up there, that's all fake. But who wants to see the white walls of my living room and the brown of my couch? By putting up that fabric and covering my couch with that same fabric, I can remove that out of the picture and, you know, have something cool. I don't know what it is right now. It could be anything, but I try not to wear green, because green is what I go into the editing and remove from the picture. And then there's a background that has a cool scene, beach scene, landscape scene, something scene. It could be an animated scene. It could be fireworks. It could be, the Santa Monica Pier. It could be anything, you know, or it could be just the green screen. Whatever. But I'm trying to make my video production smoother. The way I record my podcast is the way I want to go now, because I got a better camera. I've learned how to edit a little bit better. So the next two episodes is still a trial version, but I think this is the version I'm going to go with and keep. It looks good. It sounds good. It's 4K, 1080p, for some, but I like it. I like it a lot, and it's a little bit more work and time consuming. So that's why I only put out my podcast every 2 weeks. But this new way is the way I'm going to go for a while. I'll have people in here to do, when I do interviews, record people or whatever, I'll do it the exact same way. And yeah, I'm never going back to that live stuff. Live stuff is really cool, especially on BandLab, and you can get people to comment on your post and follow you. And every time I go live, I get at least 30 to 60 followers and comments and likes and plays. Just the plays are good because I did a live the other day and I got like 700 plays off of it. And I was like, whoa, not off the live, but the song that I was playing. And I told people to go like, and I'll play your song. And so they'd go play that song, like that song, comment on that song. And then they'd go into the chat room and post a link. And then I'd click that link and play their music. I was trying to do that and record it at the same time. And so that's how you, in my past videos of season 4, my voice was never lined up the way it is now. It made for a really shitty, crappy production. But that, I've learned from that. I posted some crap from that. Had a lot of people look at that, and it's bad for the brand that I'm trying to portray here. But it also shows that nobody's perfect, and I have overcome many, many difficulties. And maybe you've seen it through a video podcast or audio podcast, and hearing it through an audio podcast shows, hey, can do it, and so can, I might not think fast and be fast, like, a thinker, so a lot of jobs won't probably hire me because of my mental capabilities. It takes me a long time to fix something. If my, you know, like sink, when I had to replace my faucet of my kitchen sink, it took 3 days, but hey, it's okay. I understand. But then there we go again. I go segue all this and that and whatever, and forget what I was talking about. I just have a headache and it is really, really getting to me. So I'm going to be cutting this short. Next episode 69, I'm going to be talking about the links, all the different links that I have where you can go to, a certain page or whatever. And it'll show you all the links. And so you can click on all the links and have one place to go. I'll put the link in the description below. That's what the next episode is going to be about. I already know the background that I'm going to use on that, on episode 69. I'm going to use a beach scene. This one right now, just green. But by the time you see it, it's going to be something. And hey, if you want to have your picture back here, get at me on BandLab. Let's get talking and let's start chatting. And I'll promote you guys up here. So, you know, a little heads up about what we're going to do. Also, is I'm going to talk about you guys and give a little snippet about whatever artist I'm talking about. I'm going to make it look cool. I'll have a little box over here for, you know, when the newscaster is speaking, has a little video or a picture of something, I'm going to have that, you know, like, it's going to be cheesy, but it's going to be cool. And I don't know if it's going to be here, whatever, but it's going to be really cool. Oh yeah, I recorded that episode already. So, and I'm actually recording episode 68 after I recorded 69. But on our 70th episode, it's gonna be off the chain. And then it'll be written down, like how I'm going, keeping it organized, structured, limit. It'll be 30 minutes. I don't want it to be a little bit longer than that. But look out for it. Get ready for it. Get ready for the new season of Toof's podcast, you know? Making waves. All right, well, I would like to thank you for coming out and watching my episode or podcast. It means a lot to me. It also means a lot to me if you're not following me. Please follow me. Go to my different sites in the description, links below, and then go follow me and check out my music and, you know, check out the process and look at everything I post on BandLab and look at from the very beginning till now. You know, you'll see a way big difference. Until then, have a good night, y'all. Peace.
Ripples in the water, cracks in the mirror.
I'm somehow dreaming about a better way out. Didn't street, God help me now. Is there a way to escape this town? Pressure builds and I think I'm going down. One way road, I'm not turning back and I can't escape. The stroke I suffered gets my words smothered. I can't even remember a simple phone number or what it just wrote, which musical note. Rhyme or reason like changes to the seasons. It's tearing me apart, I wish I could restart. I would if I could be better understood. The point is clear, I guess I got problems and I can't escape.